SRN News, I'm Richard Thomason in Washington. The horror of the deadly Hamas terror attack is fresh on the minds of Israelis today, the second anniversary of the atrocity, as them mourning the dead and fearing for the fate of the hostages. The BBC's Yolande Nell at the scene of the Nova Music Festival massacre.
There are pictures of the more than 340 people who were killed. They'd come to a dance festival at the end of the Jewish holidays 2 years ago when those Hamas attacks began. And there were also more than 40 people from here were taken hostage into Gaza, and some of them remain as hostages to this day. So there's a series of events taking place. People at the moment going around paying their respects.
More than 1,200 people were killed in the attack that ignited the Gaza war, as well as Israel's pledge to crush Hamas.
At this point, most of Gaza is controlled by the Israeli Defense Force. Many tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed as a result of fighting inside that, narrow strip.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. The Senate has again failed to pass a Republican spending bill to end the government shutdown. But White House correspondent Greg Clugston says there are some flickers of hope.
Expiring health care subsidies lie at the center of the funding fight. But President Trump now says he'd be open to striking a deal on health care. And in another hopeful sign on the prospect of ending the shutdown, Senate Republican leader John Thune told reporters there may be a path forward.
Gold futures topped $4,000 an ounce this morning for the first time ever. The precious metal considered a safe haven for investors in uncertain economic times. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 106 points. This is SRN News. Setback for religious freedom in Colorado.
A three-judge panel of the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state can force all participants in universal pre-K programs to abide by a so-called LGBT non-discrimination statement. The Catholic Diocese of Denver and several parents took the state to court and might appeal this latest decision to the Supreme Court. Since President Trump added several justices, the High Court has been very supportive of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, asserting that the civil rights organization has been turned into a partisan smear machine. Many Christians and conservatives have made this same complaint for years, pointing to the SPLC's annual hate map, which has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and the Family Research Council. Those and other groups are targeted by the SPLC. This is SRN News. Could be a soggy weekend across parts of the Southwest.
Hurricane Priscilla is drenching parts of southwestern Mexico as it strengthens and moves northwest off the Pacific coast with winds near 100 miles per hour. The government canceled classes in La Paz and Los Cabos and set up shelters as a precaution. The National Hurricane Center in Miami warns of heavy swells, dangerous surf and rip currents, and possible flash flooding. A tropical storm watch is in place for Baja California Sur from Cabo San Lucas to Cabo San Lazaro. The hurricane's probable forecast has a track curving northeast and potentially impacting Southern California and Arizona this weekend. I'm Jennifer King.
India's leading body of pilots is asking the country's civil aviation regulator to investigate the Boeing 787 Dreamliner fleet for possible electrical issues. One of the planes abruptly deployed an emergency power system midair over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com.